Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. Iran has ordered the Palestinians to become violent against the Trump announcement on Jerusalem. That's the headline. David Dolan will join me in one moment with more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
I know that the Arab world has said this will be a declaration of war. What do you see in the Islamic world and the Arab world as it relates to Trump's announcement?
Today is actually the anniversary of the first uprising. It does look like, at the very least, another uprising may be beginning. This would be a good time to do it. Now, we have to remember that that was led by Hamas. Not by the PLO, not by Yasser Arafat's folks, but by Hamas. Those powers are the same ones there today that are most antagonistic to the peace process and to Israel's existence. And who are they backed by? Not so much by other Arabs, but by Iran. So what the Israelis are most concerned about, Jimmy, is Iran's reaction. Not the Arab world, but with Iran, it's still war. And they have a proxy force that we've talked about a lot in Lebanon, Hezbollah. Iran will order another uprising, and then they will jump into it fairly soon themselves with Hezbollah coming in and maybe their own forces. And they will say, we're the true champions of the Islamic cause. We're the true champions of the Palestinians because the Saudis and others aren't really doing anything for them. We're going to now go in and do something for them. So the prospects that this will end up in an Iranian-backed war against Israel are very, very high, and that's what the Israelis are most concerned about, while at the same time, of course, very much welcoming the declaration from the president, welcoming, as the president said, the reality of the fact that it is Israel's capital city. They're glad for that, but aware that this will probably lead to violence, and of course has already been rioting in Bethlehem and Hebron and some other places. And this time they have that, but the territories in Gaza are probably going to explode in violence, again strongly backed by Iran.
David Dolan with the details on the Iranian-backed intifada by the Palestinians because of the Trump announcement on Jerusalem. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. David's report mentioned two players against President Trump's declaration about Jerusalem as the political capital of Israel. Those two are Iran and the Palestinians, both mentioned in Bible prophecy. Iran is on the list of nations to align themselves against the Jewish state of Israel, and they're referred to as Persia in Ezekiel 38:5. And the Palestinians, the Edomites of biblical times, are mentioned in Malachi chapter 1, Ezekiel 35, and Obadiah. President Trump's declaration of Jerusalem is the cause for these two prophetic peoples to spring into action. Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...